first 8 years of his contract through age 26 have been more productive on an individual level than anybody out there. So $430 million, it's actually going to be more than 430. It's $100 million plus over Bryce Harper. It's $65 million plus over what Canelo Alvarez got from DAZN. I mean, it is an enormous figure, and I think the Angels rightly believe that he is worth every penny. It's a good contract for both sides, and it's absurd to think that when an athlete is being paid more than any other athlete has been paid in history, and by a pretty substantial margin, you can say that it's a good contract for the team, but the numbers don't lie. The Angels TV contract is $3 billion, and Mike Trout is off to the greatest start of anybody in baseball history.
So can we stop talking about how baseball players aren't getting their contracts and maybe they should strike and all that stuff? Because Mike Trout did okay. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will look at it. Can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, Faur, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a Tuesday. Hopefully you guys bring it a little better than you did yesterday. I think people were just hungover from.
Oh, I thought you meant me and
no,
Aaron.
No, you were great. Yeah, you guys were great. But we. We had some really unfortunate calls yesterday.
Yeah, it happens.
So today, let's do better. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Same.
Yeah.
Just nicking Sam Houston for a few more bucks today.
There you go.
I've been on a pretty good roll here the last month. So feeling good about life with my horse picks now. And I know you guys are usually in a bad mood on a Tuesday, but I just won money, so...
You're in a great mood.
You're not going to bother me, and Hoffman's about to go to Vegas, so you're not going to bother him.
That is true.
So you might want to find something else to bitch about today, because not going to do you any good. So you get there tonight, right?
I get there tonight.
So you'll be checking in with us, though, a couple times.
I will be.
Cool.
If you guys have time for me.
Oh, we'll fit you in. But, yeah, so you're going to be doing the Straight Out of Vegas podcast with those guys.
Yep.
You'll be... doing a live show basically on Friday night, right?
On Thursday and Friday night.
Oh, okay, cool. And those are sold out, right?
I'm not sure if they are, but they're getting close. I know that.
So if you're going to Vegas, you might want to get by the Hard Rock and buy a ticket to this thing because it's about to fill up. And it'll be you and Brad and who else?
RJ, Steve Fezzik, a guy named Ken Thompson. And I think maybe a guy named Dave Essler.
Okay.
So, but I guess a bunch of guys that do their dream podcast, like their football dream podcast, which this season, I promise I'm going to take the time to listen to. It's just sometimes like those guys. So Brad and I, we try to keep our podcast at around an hour and a half, like hour 45 on a long day. Sometimes they're like during football season, their football podcasts are like 2.5 hours. And I don't know when I have time to listen to that. So I just have never heard it. So I've caught a couple of episodes of that Straight Out of Vegas, but they do a long podcast, but I guess those guys are a part of those podcasts too.
Yeah. So, well, it'll be fun. We got some all-stars set to fill in for you over the next few days.
Yes.
Jerome Salomon will be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Jerome, big day.
And Lance Zierlein on Thursday.
Ooh. You're getting Lance Zierlein during draft time.
I know.
I mean, you are a lucky, lucky man.
I know. But I also, no offense, I'd rather have A.J. Hoffman during tournament play.
And then Bernie Lemonak is going to.
Bernie, yeah.
He'll be here. Or what's? Hold on, let me look it up. Barry Lemonak will be your partner on Friday.
What's he an expert on?
Lawn care. Okay. What I've been
told.
So
we'll do a lot of lawn care talk. A
lot of lawn care talk.
But Thursday we'll be at Twin Peaks 290, and Friday we'll be at Twin Peaks Kirby, and then Saturday night I will be out at Sam Houston. It's Texas Champions night, so they got a bunch of good stakes races, and right now I'm hammering them.
Okay.
So now's a good time to come out, and we'll be giving away tickets. But even if you don't win, if you just want to come by and ask some questions, I'll give out a couple winners for later in the card too, because I love the people.
All right.
So going to be a fun week, and they've all flown by here the last couple of weeks. I'm sure this one will too, and I'm sure the whole week will, because it's going to be a little different. Damn, I kind of wish I wish I was going out there, but you know, that's your thing is college basketball. I'm going to hit RJ up and say we ought to do a Derby Day thing like that.
That'd be pretty cool,
because then we could go through all the races as they're happening, and give plays for everything besides the Derby, and talk about all those races. That'd be kind of cool. but
then you'd have to miss race day at
sometimes you have to
sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes you gotta you make some changes in life. 713-780-ESPN 713-780-3776. So your guy Mike Trout got paid.
Boy did he. So Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, these guys are waiting around with their hands out, seeing who's going to drop a couple bucks.
We need to strike.
Look at me. I'm the highest paid player ever. Not anymore, good sir. Mr. Trout, my goodness. I mean, it's an unbelievable number. But it's not, I guess it's not crazy, right? Is he that good?
He is. What a
12-year, $426.5. You got to get that .5 in there. Yeah, million-dollar contract.
That .5 makes all the difference. I don't think he would have done it for $426. Yeah.
I mean, just think back to when it was 10 years, $250 for A-Rod. And everyone was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable. Now, Mike Trout's deal is about $35.5 per year over 12 years, which, I mean, when you think about the money that Machado and Harper made, are you willing to pay an extra $5 million a year for Mike Trout, who is seemingly better than both those guys? And I think he might be a little bit older than Harper, but and he's still getting better. And he's the one, like those other two guys, they've had a year where been good, and then he's been great every year. Seven seasons, finished in the top five of AL MVP voting seven times. he's won it twice, placed second four times. Machado and Harper, three top MVP or top five MVP finishes between them. So I don't know, man. This is it's a big deal, but almost crazy to say a team friendly ish deal.
Look, they can afford it.
Yeah,
he's the best.
They've got a crazy TV contract.
Yeah,
so get it, man.
Yeah, and good for him. But I don't.
And you know what they prevented? They prevented him from being great till he was into his prime and then going off to the Yankees or the Cubs or the Red Sox. They just said, you know what? This guy's ours.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. He might end up being one of the greatest all time. And this way there's no debate over what hat he's wearing on his Hall of Fame plaque. He is their guy. He is Mr. Angel now.
And I'm good with that. Now go out and put some talent around him.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You've made this investment in the best player in the game. Now go get some players for him. And I think that's the next move. But if anybody deserves that kind of contract, it's him.
Who would you have considered, or who have you considered before, the greatest Angel of all time?
Oof. Rod Carew.
That's the guy I was thinking.
That's the first name that comes to mind. I know. I have to think about it a little more.
Nolan Ryan had some serious success with them.
Yeah.
Like, that was arguably his best stop. But I think, I mean, it's It's Rod Carew. I think it's got to be Rod Carew or Mike Trout. And
yeah, well, and by the end of his career, I think it'll be Mike Trout. I think so too.
I mean, Jim Fregosi, mate. I don't.
I think Carew. And again, that's going way back, but he was pretty badass.
Now, like Reggie Jackson played for the Angels, but he wasn't an Angel.
Yeah.
So,
but and I think there's a few guys like that.
I'm sure there are.
It's not Donnie Moore, I can tell you that.
Not Donnie Moore. Richard, Dave Winfield was.
He played there.
He played in a lot of places, though. So yeah, but they've got Mr. Angel now. So I think it's cool. I think it's a good deal for them. I think it's a smart move. It avoids the drama of what you had this offseason.
Yeah.
And for Mike Trout, that it makes perfect sense. You know what? Let's do that. Let's sign up for that right now.
Not a bad place to live either.
Yep.
If you got that kind of money. Now, if you're scraping by, it's not a great place to live. But Richard said, I heard AJ on the bench this morning. His PD is his plan to improve the station to just put himself on every show?
No. Actually, John asked me to come in and work with him. And
I heard a little bit. Okay. But I ejected because you guys did the heroin bit for way too long.
I got to be honest. I'm not that much of an egomaniac that I want to wake up 2 hours earlier than I normally do. And I'm already waking up earlier than my body's used to. So, and I'm going to Vegas tonight. So, no, my ego's not that out of control that I thought I'm the only thing that can save John.
You're kind of here every day, though. So it's real easy for you to say, you know what? I'm going to go save John and Raheel Waddell today.
I mean, literally what it boiled down to was, well, okay, I'm going to be here at 7 o'clock or 7:30 anyway.
Yeah.
I'll just make sure I get up at 5 and instead of 6:15. I'll get down here, I'll get a little prep in, and we'll do the show.
Welcome to management.
Yeah.
Just the 30 minutes of heroin I was out on.
You don't like that, huh?
It was funny for about 5 minutes, and then it was just you guys were saying the same thing over and over again. I'm like, the hell? I'm out.
Okay. So, what'd you do? Switch over to Josh?
No, I switched over to NHL Network.
Oh, okay.
So listen to some hockey talk. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And a little correction here, because I didn't realize this. Rod Carew only played with the Angels for 7 years.
Yeah.
And it's because it was around 79, 80 when I was a teenager watching baseball.
I mean, I was born in 1980.
Okay.
So I caught the very end of Rod Carew. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Rod Carew was also a coach for the Angels at some point, too.
But
I did some research during that break. There's an Angels Hall of Fame that has Bobby Gritch, Jim Fregosi, Don Baylor, Rod Carew, Nolan Ryan, Jimmy Reese, Brian Downing, Chuck Finley, Gene Autry, the 2002 World Series team, which is lame.
Yeah.
Bobby Noop. Never heard of you, Bobby.
Nope.
Dean Chance.
Nope.
Never heard of you. Can't take a chance on you. Tim Salmon, Mike Witt, Garrett Anderson, and Vlad Guerrero. Vlad Guerrero, the only Angel in the Hall of Fame wearing an Angels hat.
But I still think of him as an expo. We were talking about that.
I do too, yeah.
But this is how great Rod Carew was for those of you who weren't born yet. In his 19 seasons, you know how many he failed to hit 300? Four. His first two and his last two. 1 year he hit 388. He finished with 3,053 hits. And in his last 3 year, 83, he hit 339, 295 and 84, and 280 and 85 in his last year. Made the All-Star team every single year except for 85, his last year. And he was Rookie of the Year in 67 for the Twins. But, yeah, when I was really paying attention right about then, that He was an angel. But I would have to say that makes Mike Trout number one on the list.
He's the greatest angel of all time.
So
he's played for 7 years. I mean, he's won multiple MVP. I mean, yeah. I'd have to look at Nolan Ryan's, how long exactly he played there. I mean, he did a lot in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
But by the time this contract is up, there's no debate. Coolest thing about Rod Carew, he's a lyric in a Beastie Boys song.
Is he?
Yeah. And I've got mad hits like I was Rod Carew. I mean, you can't beat that. That's in a song called Sure Shot, but that's a... That makes you extra famous, in my opinion. If the Beastie Boys drop your name,
yeah,
you're super famous.
Okay, so actually, his longest stint, Nolan Ryan's longest stint, was with the Astros, 9 years.
But his most successful stint was the Angels, right?
Well,
he was there for what, 8 years?
8 years. The win percentage is almost the same, 5.33 to 5.30. The ERA was a little lower when he was with the Angels.
But he threw 4 no-hitters.
Yeah.
Over an 8-year span.
Which, you know, that's not bad. That's not bad. God knows how.
Throw a no-hitter every other year.
He got so close so many times with Houston,
too. Oh, yeah.
Because part of my job back then was whenever Ryan got into the sixth inning with a no-hitter, I had to head out to the Astrodome. But 5 years with the Mets and then 5 years with the Rangers. His best winning percentage was with the Rangers. And
That's crazy.
Here's the difference, I think. In 8 years in California, 40 shutouts. He had 13 with the Astros.
Well.
And usually if he had a shutout with the Astros, it was, you know, almost a no-hitter. It doesn't list the no-hitters on here, but yeah, so I guess kind of hard to...
You know how many one-hitters Nolan Ryan threw in his career? He threw 7 no-hitters.
I'm guessing about 9.
How about 12?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Imagine had he just... Had he hit on a quarter of those. You're talking about double-digit no-hitters?
And some of them, I remember, it was some bloop BS hit, you know, that got him.
Wait, what a freak show that guy was.
But there were so many times he had he definitely had... no-hitter stuff way more often than he had no-hitters. And that happens.
But he's also, I mean, the two records that will never be broken, well, that record will probably never be broken. I doubt 7 no-hitters is ever broken. But, like, I don't think anyone will ever break Nolan Ryan's strikeout record, even though strikeout numbers have gone significantly up because their pitchers aren't as durable as him now.
Yeah, nobody's going to throw until, and he pitched until he was 43, right, thanks to steroids.
And no one's ever going to walk as many batters as Nolan Ryan did. Yeah. Or probably hit as many batters as Nolan Ryan did. He didn't always have the best control.
Somebody says he's also in the Hanukkah song. From
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's famous.
Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
He converted.
Yep. Boy, that makes him... I mean, he's got to be the most famous ball player ever. I never heard the Beastie Boys sing about Babe Ruth. Baby Ruth. Big deal. Get in a Beastie Boys song, bro.
Fat guy from the racist era of baseball. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be singing. Okay.
Well, I'm happy for Mike Trout. That's a guy, he seems like a good dude. Like, by all accounts, it was funny when Manny Machado and Bryce Harper were making the rounds and no one was biting, there was a lot of discussion about, I wonder if it's because they're not likable guys. And Manny Machado's a known a-hole. Right. He's a known sort of dirty player. He's not well thought of as a guy. And Bryce Harper, I don't know that anybody...
He's a bro, is what he is.
He's a bro. I don't know that he's ever done anything that warrants me saying this, but he's got a little bit of douchebag to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy, but I'm just saying I could see him not maybe interviewing as well as a guy like Mike Trout, who just comes across as a good, genuine guy who goes out and works hard and...
Doesn't bitch about the fact that his team sucks around him?
Nope. And he doesn't... I mean, he doesn't need the camera in his face all the time. He's there to play ball. He's just a likable ball player.
Let's squeeze in a call. Kenneth's been on hold since the start of the show, so let's give him a shot. What's up, Kenneth?
Hey, guys. I do appreciate you taking my call.
All right. What's up, sports?
The reason why I was calling is with these upcoming first four games, who do y'all see winning them?
Well, tonight, I like Belmont tonight.
What's the number on that?
Three.
Okay. I'm gonna back you guys.
Okay.
Backing you and Aaron here.
I just think that I would have liked to have gotten the early number, which was like minus one, but I didn't. So, I mean, what are you going to do? It is what it is. But I think that they're a better team. I think that they've been kind of undervalued all year long, which is why I was saying they should definitely be in. And they played in a conference that was, I think, better than people wanted to give it credit for in the OVC. It had at least some good teams at the top. I like Fairleigh Dickinson tonight over Prairie View. Prairie View, just they just don't have
no respect for the Panthers.
They just don't have the size to play with that team. I don't know. I mean, I can't believe St. John's is in the tournament, to be honest. I don't like Arizona State, but they're the only side I could play because I think St. John's has no business making the tournament. And then what's the last one? North Carolina Central and North Dakota State.
Yeah.
I guess I would lean a little bit with Central, but I don't have a good feel for that game either way, to be honest.
Yeah, I think Temple's a little overvalued and Belmont was a little undervalued. So
I'd probably lean with North Dakota State.
Okay.
Just to win. I don't know. Against the spread, I pass. But North Dakota State, I think, should win.
I may do just a money line parlay with Belmont, FDU, and Indy State.
Just okay.
Line them. Just for fun.
Not against that.
Not for much money. I'm just wanting to have some rooting interest.
There you go.
Yeah, that's... I got a little extra money in my...
Throw Arizona State in there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, get all four of them. That way you've got entertainment for the next two nights.
I like it. Yeah. I got a little extra money in my bookie account that after today.
So, there you go.
A little $25 parlay or something.
Baller.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Blitzer says, morning, we lost a beautiful friend to cancer. She'd been fighting for 3.5 years. Her name is Michelle. She was only 35 years old. Wife, mother. School teacher, leaves behind her husband, her 9-year-old daughter, and her 4-year-old son. Kids are too young to fully understand why their mom is no longer here. Hold close to those family and friends that you hold dear to in this life while they're still here for you to do so. Bleep cancer. Man, I mean, I hate hearing that because, and they're so close.
Yeah.
They're so damn close.
Dude, I told you.
It makes me sad. It really does.
Last week, one of my old sergeants from when I was in the Army, he's like 42 years old, gone. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I've had several friends now in the last few years, and it makes me sick knowing how close they are to finally finally being able to cure it. And, you know, all these people that we lose in the next year, year and a half, however long it takes, just sucks, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody texted in that it would be nice to have that seventh race trifecta today at Sam Houston. Yeah, it was $4,600 bucks for a dollar. That's I didn't have that because I didn't play the try, but I did have all in the first leg, and the winner paid $3,520 in my pick three, so kind of got chalked after that. So,
what a life you're leading.
You know,
money bags, Fowler.
J Rab says, not that MLB can do anything about it, but I could imagine they aren't happy that Trout is now stuck in Anaheim. I know they've commented before about wanting to grow his brand.
It's a big market. I don't think they're...
What'll grow his brand is winning a World Series. Yeah, that's the thing. At some point, they got to get there and win, and he helps them do it. That'll grow the brand.
Yeah.
So
Gabriel says, since you know more about Nolan Ryan than I do, how high would you rank him among the all-time pitchers despite him not winning a Cy Young Award? I'm curious your take first, Fred. Can we throw out, Christy Mathewson and Walter Johnson and Cy Young?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I mean, I
think we have to start with, the Bob Gibson era as far back as you can go. Is that fair? Maybe.
What year?
Louis Tiant and those guys.
We'll go, Bob Gibson or Sandy Koufax. Start with Sandy Koufax, or is he too old?
No, I think you kind of... You know where we should start? When they integrated baseball.
Okay.
So
I mean, okay. So we'll start there. I think there's a conversation. I don't know that I've got a firm list. Roger Clemens is probably number one on my list.
I would not dispute that at all.
Randy Johnson is on the short list. Pedro Martinez is on the short list. Nolan is on the short list. Greg Maddux is on the short list. Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, we mentioned. Tom Seaver.
Steve Carlton, I think, belongs on that list.
It's probably fair. I think that might, and maybe, you can, I don't know if you can count Clayton Kershaw.
Not yet.
So that's about it.
Yeah, there's not.
Are there any guys on that level that I missed?
Bert Blyleven had a pretty good career, yeah, but I wouldn't put him.
He's a stat compiler. He's the Craig Biggio of pitching.
I don't know about that. Basically, single-handedly took those guys to a World Series. Maddux, you mentioned. I think Kershaw probably belongs in that conversation, even though he's not done yet. But no, I can't really.
But that's about it, right?
I can't really think of anybody else that belongs in there. Yeah, unless you're going back to Walter Johnson and Christy Mathewson.
No, I can't. I don't want to do that. So yeah. I'll go. I would probably have Nolan in top five.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And if you just go from my lifetime, guys that I actually got to see pitch with my own eyeballs, it's probably Clemens, Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, Pedro Martinez, and Nolan Ryan in some order.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's I wouldn't dispute that too much.
It's an undisputable list. Thank you. Did you find what I asked for, Aaron? You got it? Oh, okay. Damn. All right. We've got a gym for you guys here in a bit. And who was it that texted me or tweeted me? It was B Smooth. Yes, I saw it, B Smooth. We're working on that audio. Josh says Roy Halladay. Not on that level.
No. Damn good.
He was good.
But I wouldn't put him in
not that, on that level.
Conversation. So, yeah, $25 to win $236.84, just money lining all your picks.
There you go.
So we'll see how that goes. Just a little rooting interest for the next 2 days.
I'm getting a John Smoltz. I'm going to pass on that one. I mean, John Smoltz is really good.
Yeah.
But that level, no.
And then the question is, and I think you got to limit it to starting pitchers.
I think so. Yeah, I just got a Mariano Rivera. Mariano Rivera is great, but no, not different. It's a different animal. So I'll leave him off the list, even though, I mean, he's clearly the greatest relief pitcher ever. He doesn't fall into that group of elitism. So, yeah, you guys can stop texting names because they're all – no. I just said my list is undisputable.
Yeah, even I couldn't dispute you
much. Yeah, and here you guys come with your Roy Halladays and John Smoltzes and – give me a break, guys.
Bob Knepper.
Madison Bumgarner. Are you kidding me?
Bob Knepper. You guys. Jim Deshays.
You guys.
Roy Oswalt.
You silly boys.
So.
Kirch. Oh, my God. Not Curt Schilling, no.
No, with his fake bloody socks.
Yeah. Give me a break, guys. My list is undisputable. Just leave it at that. Granted, maybe you're a person who got to see Sandy Koufax pitch. I'm just saying I did not. I was born in 1980. Fred, you didn't even get to see Sandy Koufax pitch, did you?
No, that was before my time.
So, no. I'm sure he was great. Bob Gibson, I'm sure, was great. I never saw him pitch.
I maybe saw Bob Gibson when I was like three. I have no memory of it. So
yeah, that doesn't count.
No.
You got it, Aaron? Our boy Stephen A. Smith interviewed Jeff Passan today to talk about the Mike Trout signing. He had a Smithism.
Uh-oh.
Jeff Passan, having said all of that, we look at other individuals. A Mike Socha, for example, entering his 19th season as the manager for this ball club. Does a contract like Mike Trout apply more pressure to somebody like him to turn things around, or else Marina's going to move in a different direction?
Well, Socha is gone, actually. Brad Ausmus is the manager.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that. I can't believe I forgot about that, because yes, Mike Socha was one of my favorite guys. No problem.
There's a lot of shuffling going on during.
Oh, he's fighting it so hard, too. And that's what happens. Once you do it once,
yeah.
Dude, I'll be honest. I almost feel bad for the dude at this point, because it's clear that he's just spread too thin. And there's nobody to, like, stand up for him and say, this is too much. You're asking me to do too many things.
Yeah. I think that's what it is, to be honest with you. And I've said that all along when you and RJ were talking about it. I think ESPN wants him doing everything. And the reality is, you got to have somebody there in your ear, somebody that's helping you with the questions and everything else when you're doing that much. And I don't know that he's getting the support that, frankly,
I don't think so either. So.
And now that he's done it once, I mean, now there's a target on his head of everybody's listening to every word he says to do it again.
Yeah.
Guy needs to be like, he needs like a full-time producer who preps him for every interview. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, man. And I get it, he's a big star.
Yeah.
But if you're doing that much stuff, you can't do it by yourself.
It's always dangerous when you get overexposed. And I think it happened to Bill Simmons. And I think it's happening to Stephen A. And you know, it can happen. It can happen at every level. And I just think in this case, ESPN is not doing him any favors. And I'm not gonna rip the guy for it, because it's easy to miss things and make mistakes when you're being pulled in that many different directions. And you know, to be fair, do a little Google research on the Angels before you do the interview. Maybe have your producer give you a few notes.
But that's the deal. Something like this happens, like the big signing, you want to be the first one to get somebody on to talk about it. And that's where the problem comes in.
Okay, guys, quit sending me your pictures.
David Wells, I just got. Oh, come on.
I got some Verlanders.
No, not that level.
Not yet. Somebody seriously just sent me Bartolo Colon.
Wow. Greatest athletes? Yes. Greatest pitcher? No.
Most handsome men? Oh, he's top three.
Top five, and for sure.
He's much more handsome than Ryan Gosling.
He's up there. We used to talk about Bartolo Colon looks like a clown with no makeup.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's the sports talk show.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Welcome to March Minus the Madness. Get to Twin Peaks 290 location this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with Charlie Polillo. The Usual Suspects. And, of course, The Blitz. Voted the best place to bust your bracket. I see what they did there. Stop by and see us at Twin Peaks 290 on March 21st from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then, of course, we'll be at Twin Peaks on Kirby on Friday. Breaking news, Randall Cobb has agreed to a one-year, $5 million deal with the Cowboys.
Congratulations, Randall.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's.
Cowboys needed somebody like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good little pickup for them. They're making some smart, you know, low-risk pickups. Like Christian Covington, I think, was a smart pickup. I think Randall Cobb's a smart pickup. One more thing on Stephen A. Smith. It's One thing, that once you start making a couple mistakes like that and you're that prominent, it's like anything else. It gets in your head. And to me, the best way to avoid that, because I've had stretches before where I just didn't feel like I was doing a very good job. And you just have to research more and work harder and, you know, make sure that you don't make those mistakes. But I bet it's in his head a little bit now, because that's just, yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in Paul. So, Paul.
Hey, guys. You're talking about pitchers and everything. Dennis Eckersley, Mike Scott, J.R. Richard.
No.
No.
No. None of those guys are even close.
Nope.
Not one of them. Those guys were all good pitchers.
Yeah, they're good pitchers, but to try to put them in top five.
Like, can any of those, like, do any of those guys hold a candle to Roger Clemens or Randy Johnson? It's not even close.
Yeah, let's cut that whole topic off.
Let's stop talking about greatest pitchers, because you guys are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are just mentioning a lot of good pitchers.
Mike Scott, I mean, Mike Scott's he's like top five Astros pitchers of all time.
He probably had a top five season of all time, maybe. Ooh. Maybe top 10. But he had one season where he was just
unbelievable. And you know what you get for
stop,
that?
Stop sending me stop sending me pitcher names, everybody.
You know what you get for that great season? A Cy Young Award. Not on the top five list of all time.
Mm. Yep.
You know who else had one of the greatest seasons of all time? Mark McGwire.
Yeah.
Not on the greatest baseball players of all time list. Sammy Sosa.
Darker Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. Dark meat Sammy Sosa, much better than sort of beige Sammy Sosa. Mm. I don't know. Is he back to being?
I haven't seen him.
I need to see a current picture of Sammy.
So, yeah, I don't want this turning into nonsense. And that's
you don't
all.
Want a nonsense show today?
No. I mean, what do you want? That's what it is.
This show's built on our foundation is nonsense.
Well, fine. So you just want them to keep listing pitchers who were
Mike Hampton.
Oh, God. Let's do it. Throw him out. Brandon Backe.
Oh, no. Come on, Fred. Be serious.
I am being serious. This is what you've turned this into.
What about, like, Brett Saberhagen? Top five cool name.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
Yeah. No. Let's just stop.
My list was indisputable.
I don't know if it's indisputable. It was pretty good, though. And nobody's thrown anything out there that's going to make me say,
That knocks off one of AJ's top five?
Yeah.
There's no way to do it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, unless you're going back to the Cy Youngs of the world.
That doesn't count.
And we already said we're not doing that.
It's not the game we're playing.
So
we make the rules.
Yeah, so I mean, that's nice that you guys want to mention a lot of nice pitchers who were pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's a little much. That's all. And stop with the relievers, too. That's another one. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of reliever names now.
Boy, Adam Schefter, he just tweeted the Cowboys depth chart at wide receiver. Cowboys depth chart now will include five wide receivers not on their roster at this time last year. Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper, Allen Hurns, Michael Gallup, Tavon Austin.
I thought Austin was on there.
No, he signed year, but at this time last year, he wasn't on the roster. So five guys in the last year that basically completely turned over their receiving core. Mike says Sammy is light pink. I do picture him being like the color of a nipple, kind of.
Yeah, but maybe one with a little bit of disease to it.
Like a white guy nipple.
Not like a really healthy, you know, bulging nipple.
What is a bulging nipple?
You know, just, I say that, and now Courtney's staring at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, no.
I hate that.
When you don't know that there's a lady in the room.
Right.
And you're talking about nipples. And
I said it was a male nipple.
Coloration. Did you say a male nipple?
I did.
Gross.
Or you said a male nipple and I riffed off of it.
No. I mean, we have female listeners.
Yeah, but they don't, like, look you in the face when you just said something about nipple and stare at you.
Yeah, walk in and say, oh.
So it'd be a good idea to have Lance bring this back up when we're at Twin Peaks on Thursday.
No.
No.
Don't talk about nipples when you're at Twin Peaks.
No, you only talk about nipples when the fat guys come in.
Right.
Because we're talking male nipple. And how Sammy Sosa looks like a male nipple.
Male nipple, female nipple, good, or food. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or male nipple, female nipple, Sosa.
That's true. Yeah,
what you can play that game.
Male nipple, female nipple, Major League Baseball player.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa?
Male nipple.
He's actually a baseball player. Oh, a Major League Baseball player.
I was just going on pure luck.
You got to dig a little deeper. Dig beyond the surface, Fred. On the surface, he does look like a male nipple. But you dig a little deeper, he is actually a former professional baseball player.
But he does look like a male nipple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think we've all, yeah.
Yeah, but you just didn't dig deep enough.
I'm sorry. You know what? Next time I will. I'll go a little deeper.
There's a man behind that nipple.
Maybe it's Sammy Sosa. Maybe it's both. Maybe I got both right.
Made of skin and bone.
A lot of really
pale skin and bone.
And a lot of skin. Hey, I have a...
Yeah, let's stop with the nonsense.
No, the nonsense where we're just throwing pitchers out there that have no business being in the conversation. I mean, it's a lot different when you're talking about Sammy Sosa's nipple.
That's true.
That's much more relevant than somebody trying to throw Royal Halladay in the top five. Come on, man. Hey, I've got an interesting stat for you.
Interesting stat.
Okay, we know the Spurs have been good for a long time, right?
I mean, they haven't missed a playoffs in like 1 billion years.
In the last 20 plus years, you want to care to guess how long they've been below 500 during that stretch during the season? Because they were below 500 a little bit this year.
Oh, you mean like how many times they dipped under?
Yeah, for how long?
Ooh.
In 20 plus years.
Because their streak is at what?
That can include like an 0-2 start too.
So I saw this the other day, so I don't just know this, but the Spurs, the last time they missed the playoffs, I was in high school.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. I can't imagine it's happened often, but I mean, maybe they start off 0-1 or something
right,
like that.
Right, and that counts. So
I would guess maybe 20 times. Once a year.
They have been under 500 just over 2 months in the past 20 plus years.
Oh, boy.
Guess who's second on the list? And it's a distant second.
Los Rockets?
Los Rockets, yeah.
I mean, they haven't had a lot. I mean, that's kind of the knock on them is they're either really good or they're really average.
Yeah, but Spurs have not missed the postseason that entire time. And they're going to make it again this year. So I just thought that was an interesting stat.
That is an interesting stat. That's unbelievable.
Because now that they beat the Warriors, they're guaranteed to have at least a 500 record or be over 500.
Jeez.
Now. So. All right.
I'm looking. The last time the Spurs were under 500 was 1997.
I'm trying to think where I was in 97.
And the crazy, even crazier than that.
That was, 22 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the year my dad died. Jeez.
So if they make it this year, that will be 29 out of the last 30 years. Because that was like the one year that they fell off and... I got an idea. Let's draft Tim Duncan, and then we'll just go back to killing everybody again.
Yeah.
Good move.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.